I next met with Dr. Philip, who along with Dr. Andrew Koh discussed management of pancreatic cancer, and Dr. Philip also commented on new developments in management of hepatocellular cancer, as discussed in the symposium by Drs. Katie Kelly and Andrew Zhu. To begin, Dr. Philip discussed perhaps the most important new GI cancer data set presented at ASCO, the Phase 3 PRODIGE 24 trial comparing adjuvant modified FOLFIRINOX to gemcitabine in patients with resected pancreatic cancer. About two-thirds of the audience said they used capecitabine combined with gemcitabine as their standard adjuvant treatment, but as discussed by Dr. Philip, because of these new data, that is likely to change.
At ASCO this year, we had the results of the French trial, which was looking into FOLFIRINOX versus gemcitabine in patients who have resected pancreatic cancer. There were several important points about this trial, which is important for our day-to-day practice in terms of how we choose the patients and which patients may go into such a treatment, FOLFIRINOX. I have to start, Neil, with saying that the FOLFIRINOX dose they used is a modified dose. When I mean modified, it's really modified because the bolus 5-FU did not show up, but also after treating a number of patients, they realized that they had to reduce the dose of the irinotecan from 180 to 150 milligram per meter squared. And in 60% of their patients, they still needed to use growth factors, GCSF-based growth factors. So it's a treatment that still has a significant degree of side effects. However, they were able to show that with this treatment, they have prolonged the median survival to beyond 50 months. This was really remarkable. If you remember, there was one other study a few years ago with the S1, the Japanese did, and that showed a remarkable improvement in survival. This one really surpassed that. So a significant improvement in the median survival to beyond 50 months. The primary endpoint of this trial, however, was disease-free survival, which was almost doubled by the use of FOLFIRINOX versus gemcitabine alone. The median for gemcitabine was just over 1 year, which is what we have seen in prior studies, but in this trial it was doubled to close to 2 years. So certainly a positive trial that will impact our day-to-day practice. However, reading in between the lines, you understand that this is a heavy-going treatment, and this is a highly selected population of patients. These patients had to have no history of diarrhea or significant diarrhea after surgery. Their performance status should have been 0 or 1. Day 21 CA19-9 should have been 180 or less. So it was a selected population of patients. And the same argument that we have with advanced disease, patients who go on FOLFIRINOX should be really patients with favorable disease condition, oral condition, including the performance status. It's also noteworthy that when they set a mark of dose intensity of 0.7, in fact, it was a 50-50 chance that patients will be able to do that. So a significant number of patients either required dose reduction, dose delay, or even early discontinuation of the treatment. In fact, the patients who stopped the treatment early due to toxicity or other related issues were 20% or less, but certainly it was different than the gemcitabine arm, which was better tolerated as we would expect. So based on the results of this trial, in my own practice, in patients who have undergone resection of a pancreatic tumor, including R1 resection, R0 or R1, whether they have lymph nodes or low lymph nodes, they're recovering well from the surgery, and I have a window of 12 weeks as per the protocol, I will consider giving them the modified FOLFIRINOX the way it was given in the clinical trial. And I would also consider adding a growth factor to the regimen. And again, just to remind you that the treatment was given for 12 cycles. So it's a 6-month treatment. Again, something else in this trial, they did not include radiation therapy. So there was only a chemotherapy treatment for 12 cycles. That was a planned treatment.
And just to emphasize the actual data, the hazard ratio for disease-free survival is 0.58, 42% relative risk reduction, and the hazard ratio for survival was 0.64, 36% reduction. But what about the fact that the control arm was gemcitabine? Since the trial was started, gemcitabine plus capecitabine seems like it's become sort of the standard. Any way to indirectly compare how much benefit FOLFIRINOX would have compared to gem-cape?
So if I look back at the gemcitabine, capecitabine versus gemcitabine, I personally, I'm not seeing here a major benefit from using the capecitabine over the gemcitabine. And if someone who has a good performance status, I'll be switching to the FOLFIRINOX rather than gemcitabine, capecitabine. One of the interesting things is that even in patients who had the gemcitabine, the survival of the gemcitabine arm was also longer than what we have seen with prior gemcitabine-only treatments. And we think that now we're seeing the effect of subsequent therapies in patients who undergo one line of treatment, in this case gemcitabine, and when they have a relapse or progression, there is opportunity for other lines of treatment. So overall, we're pushing the survival of patients who have resectable disease.
That's interesting.